Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. As I travel around the country, people see me driving the Joey B. Mobile. I'm looking out the windows of the studio right now, and there it is. It's a pickup truck that's got a wrap all around it, and it's got these really cool photos of me in different, I guess, situations, ecosystems, all this. Really, really cool truck. Get some really neat comments. Well, on the hood of the truck is me on an ostrich farm. So you see me standing there with, I'd say, about 6 or 8 ostrich behind me. And yes, I'm a pretty tall guy, and they're a heck of a lot taller than me. Well, I always share awesome ostrich facts with people. So what I'm going to do today is this, because people just always ask me questions. Hey, you were on a farm. What was it like? Well, I thought that I'd spend some time today. I'd first start with the ostrich that are wild animals in Africa and teach you about some of the native animals that are there. And then we'll go to the domesticated. We'll head over to the farm. Well, they live in semi-arid plains and open woodlands. Their main predators are cheetahs, lions, leopards, and the spotted hyena. Because they are the world's largest bird, the ostrich is flightless. But that does not mean he is defenseless. An ostrich can run up to 43 miles per hour. Let's compare that to the camel at 40 miles an hour, a lion at 50 miles an hour, a cheetah at 65 to 75 miles per hour, and Joey B at speeds that are just, well, I guess those are in my dreams, those speeds. Another part of their defense is to kick. Horses kick backwards. Ostriches kick forward with enough force to kill a predator. In the wild, an ostrich is an omnivore, eating both plant and insect. Allow me to give the characteristics of this enormous bird, and then I'll discuss the farming aspect. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. The ostrich ranges in weight and height from 200 to 290 pounds. The male is 6'9" and the female is 6 foot tall. They live in the wild for 40 years and in captivity for up to 50 years. They have 3 stomachs, and talking about their digestive system, it may sound a little gross, but this is pretty unique to the ostrich. It secretes its urine separately from its scat. This is different than all other birds. The ostrich has 2 toes on each foot. Most birds have 4. Many people didn't even know that birds have toes for real, didn't know that they called them toes. The inner toe of the ostrich resembles a hoof. This is why he can run so fast. The wingspan of the bird is about 6 feet. They use their wings pretty neatly. Now think about this. In hot, arid regions, they create shade for their chicks. Think about this. So they wrap their wings around the chicks, create shade for them. And when they're running, they actually use them as rudders. They open them up right, move, turn left, and so on. So that's a pretty neat thing. Now, in the ostrich's stomach, he swallows up to 2.2 pounds of rocks, pebbles, to help with his digestion. So here are a couple of cool wild ostrich facts. They follow with all the other grazing animals, led by a dominant hen. So when it's time to lay eggs, all of the herd's hens lay their eggs in the dominant hen's nest. They are incubated during the day by the dominant hen. So think about how cool this is, because the color of her feathers blends in with the surrounding sandy soil. And because the male feathers are black with white wing tips, got that out, so incubates the eggs at night because of his dark color. So how cool is that? It's like the way that animals adapt to their surroundings. Pretty neat. So now let's go to the farm. My first interaction, I'm talking about the first time I'm on an ostrich farm, were with the chicks, and they were in a separate enclosed pen. Now, I'm going to tell you that you see some really unique things in life. They look like a big fluff ball with a head sticking out. It was almost like you took, and please don't try this at home, it was like you took the ostrich chick, you stuffed him in a dryer, you turned it on, and you put it on the fluff cycle, and he came out and it was this big old fluff ball. I mean, they were so cool to look at. But please, as I said, do not put your chicks in a dryer. The farmer takes the eggs from the hens and puts them in his own incubator. This is for greater germination, they're not plants, greater success and protection from predators. And most of the farmers, the predators happen to be coyotes. The chicks, now this is pretty amazing, but it's always amazing to understand how quickly birds grow. Well, check this one out. The ostrich chick, I can't talk, I'm so excited about it. Chicks grow 1 foot per month until they are 7 to 8 months old. They are fully grown in 12 to 14 months. They were in, and they had separate pens for the chicks. There were separate pens for the juveniles, and the adults had large fields to roam in. The fences there were all 6 foot high. Now you say, okay, so why am I ostrich farming? Like, where do farmers make their money? Well, ostrich farmers make the money on meat, hides, eggs, and feathers. So let's figure out, so how much money could you make here? An egg goes for $30 to $50 each. They weigh 3.1 pounds. That's 20 times larger than a chicken egg. And you say, well, so who's buying them? Well, upscale restaurants, I'll say New York City, or you get to the LA's, wherever, and people will buy them and get their soft-boiled ostrich egg, which takes, by the way, 1 hour to soft-boil. Hard-boiled, hey, an hour and a half. So you go, well, how much money could you make off of that? Well, a single bird lays 40 to 60 eggs per year. So that's an extra $2,000 a year just on egg laying, you know, so right off the bat there. So now let's discuss a little bit about the meats. A fillet goes for $25 to $50. And that's not in the restaurant. That's what you'd sell it for as the farmer. And the tenderloins go for $50. And they all taste like chicken. No, they do not taste like chicken. Believe it or not, they have more of a in line with the taste of beef. Now, the leather from one bird is 14 square feet, and it goes for $40 a square foot. Let's go to feathers. There's about 4 pounds of feathers. Remember, feathers don't weigh much. They're as light as a feather. Well, they go for $40 a pound. So you say, well, this all sounds good to me. I'm ostrich farming today. But let's discuss now the cost of raising ostriches. So, you know, first thing is, you got to start your ostrich farm. So let's go purchase a few. Purchase a chick, $525. A yearling, $2,500. An adult, $7,500 to $10,000. Well, you're going to feed them either grains or they're going to be grazing out in the fields. But let's talk the grain. It costs $50 per month per chick. All right. If you've got yearlings, it's $75 per month. So this is all the feed costs, $100 per month per adult. Now that 6 foot fencing is actually very costly because you think about how high the fence is, how much fencing, and it's also time consuming to construct that. The ostriches that are domesticated in the US are bred to become larger birds. Wait, you can become larger birds. They're gonna make more money and meat and eggs. And, no, actually not the eggs, but the leather and the feathers and all that. And they're also bred with a friendlier disposition. And let's dispel the myth that you, so many people, they don't just ask me, they ask everyone, or actually have this belief. Ostriches do not bury their heads in their sand. I am a few years away from returning to that farming life, and I really look forward to it. And I know without a doubt, I will have a small herd of ostrich roaming the back 40. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.